The Palace of Versailles. During the reign of Louis XIII, the current site of the Palace of Versailles was a vast hunting ground with a more modest edifice where the monarch would sleep. The ostentation for which Versailles is known would come much later. In 1682, Louis XIV decided to move the court to his father's old hunting lodge, thus making Versailles the center of government. Year after year, the palace and its gardens were renovated and expanded upon, serving as the royal residence until the reign of Louis XVI. Highlights of the 2,300-room palace include the royal chapel, the king and queen's grand apartments, and the Hall of Mirrors, a 73-meter room which contains 375 mirrors. This was the spot where the First World War ended through the signing of the Treaty of Versailles. The decoration of each room has been undertaken with great care, featuring the works of the best French and Italian artists of the time. Furniture, sculptures, tapestries, and historical paintings, some of which have since been moved to the Louvre Museum, adorn the walls throughout the compound. Within its 800 hectares of lush gardens, we could find a diverse array of plants and trees, as well as statues, ponds, fountains, and buildings. Highlights include the Grand Trianon, a small pink marble palace where Napoleon once resided, and the domain of Marie Antoinette, the place where Louis XVI's wife was isolated from the court to lead a more simple life.